Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Captain Groovy and the Final Girl. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the movie Ice Cream Truck, which came out in the year 2017, and you can actually watch this on Amazon Prime. So if you haven't seen this movie, it's up to you if you want to go ahead and listen to this podcast, or wait till you watch the movie, or just say, hey, fuck it, I'm just going to listen to it, and I don't care if it gets ruined. So we will be back in a couple seconds, and we'll get on with the show. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to the Captain Groovy and Final Girl podcast. The Final Girl is on hiatus at the moment, so you guys have Captain Groovy here all to your lonesome selves. Maybe you're not lonesome. Maybe you got a couple of friends sitting around listening to it. So anyways, let's get to this. So the other day I was watching this movie called The Ice Cream Truck, which came out in the year 2017. And it's one of those horror comedies, and it could be one of those movies where, you know, I don't know what kind of horror fan you are. If you're one of the ones that just love to watch every single thing that's horror, whether it's horribly bad or awesomely good. So I'm one of those kind of people that just, you know, I'll watch whatever. It's almost like a throwback to when you used to go to like a Blockbuster or something, or a video store. And you used to sit there and, well, actually you would stand and browse through all the shelves and take a look at the box art, just hoping to find one of those films that pull you in, will intrigue you, will get you to, you know, want to take it home with you. You know, kind of like a little lost puppy sitting there looking up at you with his, you know, big old puppy dog eyes. And, or if you're a cat person, one of those cats that just kind of looks at you. In today's day and age, now our video watching happens to be either on our phones, on our tablets, on our TV, and instead of actually being in a brick and mortar place, you know, and actually walking in and physically grabbing, you know, these DVD cases, or, you know, if you're a little bit older than that, the old VHS tapes, you know, and looking at the box art and stuff like that. You know, nowadays it's like, you know, you're scrolling through, whether it's, you know, obviously Netflix or Hulu, Amazon. There's a bunch of others. The one streaming platform that I recently discovered was Pluto TV. But I tend to go ahead and just scroll through all these and just see what kind of horror movies are out there and just, you know, what will intrigue me, you know. And there's something about the, at least for me, the cover art of the ice cream truck and just the whole ice cream truck, you know, horror genre. Because there is, you know, somewhat of a horror genre, subgenre, I should say, you know, with the, you know, there's clowns, there's, you know, werewolves and Draculas, you know, and, you know, vampires and stuff like that. But, you know, something about an ice cream truck, you know, driver, just like the cover art was just, you know, kind of like a, you know, it was suburbia, you know, there's a couple homes and then there's like an old style ice cream truck. And really think about it. So here's a guy that drives around in a truck just waiting for kids to come out and hand them money, and he gives them ice cream and he gets, you know, a big, I don't know, thrill, joy or whatever, you know, or maybe he's just trying to get money. I don't know. Now that I think about it, maybe it'd be kind of cool to be an ice cream truck driver. I don't know. For me, it'd be kind of hard because I'd be sitting there, you know, rocking a milkshake, you know, driving around. So anyways, back to the movie. So this movie was written and directed by Megan Friels Johnston, and it stars Deanna Russo as the main character, Mary. I'm going to get it wrong. Well, maybe not. Emil Johnson, he would play the ice cream man. And there was also another character by the name of Max, played by John Redlinger. You know, overall, the movie I thought was okay. Wasn't definitely the best, and it definitely wasn't the, you know, most horrible film that I ever saw. It kept me somewhat entertained. I didn't sit there and nod off or sit there and kind of look at my watch. I mean, there's been a few films that I'll just look and say, man, how much longer? Or I'll hit the play button just to cheat and see, you know, how much time there is, you know, to, you know, left over in the movie. Let's see. So what is the the synopsis of the movie, and it was very brief. So you know how low budget when it's a very, very brief synopsis. And this is what it said. Mary moves back to her suburban hometown to find that the suburbs are scary in more ways than she ever remembered. Hey, it got me hooked. I watched it. So, it starts out with Mary, and she moves into a home, and she has a bunch of nosy neighbors wondering, if she's single or what's her deal. She ends up revealing that she does have a family, and she has, kids, and her husband and kids, stayed behind until they finished school. So it kind of makes you think, okay, so this is kind of has to be somewhere in the summer months, probably about June, because, I want to say about second week of June is usually when kids get out of school, so not necessarily typically the beginning of summer, but hey, it's a horror movie. We'll just go along with it, right? But she ends up, everyone's like, oh, what are you going to do for 2 weeks, without your family? Aren't you going to be lonely? Aren't you going to be scared? And ends up being that she's a writer, and, she ends up meeting all these creepy characters, like the guy that comes and delivers some of her furniture actually, is some creepy looking guy, and which he's meant to be that way. He's and the creepy delivery guy was played by Jeff Daniel Phillips. And if some of you guys remember Jeff Daniel Phillips, he was Herman from the Lords of Salem. I can't believe I just drawing a blank, but the Rob Zombie film. So I mean, he did a great job, even though it was a very brief cameo. So he was in there, and it follows that. Mary gets invited to a graduation party for their neighbors. Their neighbors are throwing a graduation party for their high school son. So obviously there's some chemistry between those two. There's some sexual frustration, coming from Mary's part, and obviously there's a connection with the high school graduate Max, who kind of ends. If you really look at it, I mean, I was watching this movie and I'm like thinking, dude, he looks like he should have graduated college already. But it's a horror movie. We all suspend our disbelief on things, right? So, so there's a heavy, flirtation between, Mary and Max, and the missing, Max has a girlfriend, but she ends up going missing, and then they keep seeing the creepy, ice cream man, coming around and asking people, what flavor they like to have of ice cream. And, he starts, kind of in a very creepy way. He's kind of, even though this guy looks like a very young man, the ice cream truck guy, it's just funny because he's just kind of like a throwback to something which you would imagine, like someone from the 60s or something like that, like a very old soul. I don't know if that was, that's how the director wanted him to play the role, or that's just how it came off and they just, did well with it. He keeps popping up here and there. People start dying off, and it's funny because it's written by a woman, and it's a woman director, which really shouldn't matter, but it was just kind of funny because I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so does she know that if there's a lot of older women wanting to sleep with young high schoolers that just recently graduated high school, obviously legal, but it's just I don't know. Maybe it's something with the signs of the times, with all these, female teachers that have been caught, sleeping with their students or something, maybe was the inspiration. I don't know what it was, but it was nice to see that was from a woman's point of view and not from a, male director's point of view. So, but kudos to all these horror films with, female directors and writers, because I believe we should have more of those. So as it progresses, obviously, sexual tension between them got, between Mary and Max, starts growing, and it's, becomes, pretty intense, all this, right before, her husband, comes home. Like I said, spoiler alert, they finally end up, going on a date. They go into the park, they see the ice cream guy, they, get some ice cream, they get a shake from him, and they go into the, in the little play structure, where the kids, go down the slides and all that other stuff. And they end up doing it. And as soon as they're done doing it, here comes the creepy, ice cream man, and, with really has no reasoning to kill anybody, really. I mean, he just does it because, It's a scary movie. It's a horror movie. All right. Doesn't have to make sense, I suppose. So anyways, he ends up, you know, going there, and he ends up killing Max, you know, and he tries to kill Mary. And of course, Mary ends up being the final girl, and she basically fights off this evil ice cream man, and she walks home all bloody after killing him in his own ice cream truck, you know, with a blender or something like that, you know. So, and then it shows the next morning, you know, where her family shows up, you know, finally her husband and her kids come, and she's all happy, you know, and no mention of anything. And then the neighbor, one of the nosy neighbors comes up, like, oh, I see your husband, you know, is home. She's like, yes, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you see Max walking with his, you know, both of these people are supposed to be dead, you know, but all of a sudden they're just walking and they look at Mary, they wave, you know, hi to Mary. And they're like, oh, Mary, your, you know, family came, you know, congratulations. Nice. You know, I should say welcome to the welcome to the neighborhood. You know, you just sit there and you're like, what the fuck? You know, but, you know, you sit there and you start thinking, okay, it's like, was this all a dream? Or was this, you know, or is she dead and they're just all dead? But if you really go back, you see the foreshadowing part where you remember Mary's a writer. So you sit there and you think, oh, so this whole thing was just made up, you know, this is probably her, you know, her little story that she was working on, fantasizing while her, you know, husband was gone for, you know, or, you know, he wasn't there for 2 weeks. Anyways, but yeah, it was overall, it was, you know, it was pretty interesting. You know, if you're like me and don't really care, you just want to see something new, something different, you know, I can appreciate the hard work and the effort that it goes into, making films. You know, no matter, I mean, if it's a big budget or even if it's a, you know, a low budget film, just the, you know, just the whole process, you know, the pre-production, the production, post-production, you know, the marketing, the casting and everything. So, you know, I'm never, you know, the one to, you know, bag on someone's, you know, creativity, someone's vision or, you know, their acting or something like that, because, you know, it's all, you know, subjective. It's all how you, you know, you visualize the characters, the, you know, the story and stuff like that, you know. You know, overall, it was kind of light in the plot, you know, it was kind of simple, you know, sometimes simple is good. You know, they sit there and, you know, and obviously a lot of, you know, low budget film, it's usually, you know, like eye candy, you know, it's like, they want, you know, people to be, you know, they want like this MILF looking, you know, woman, you know, played by Deanna Russo, who plays, you know, the main character, Mary, and obviously the eye candy for the ladies, the, you know, the gentleman that played Max, the actor was, John Redlinger. And if you actually, it's so funny. I mean, it's so funny when you sit there and you go into IMDb and look at these people and it's kind of like, really, that guy does not look like the guy that was in the movie, but yeah, it's him. You know, he's got a beard and all this other stuff. He looks a lot older. So like I said, you know, when I was watching, I was like, yeah, this guy probably graduated college a few years ago. He's playing a high school kid, but you know, hey, that's Hollywood for you, right? If you, yeah, just, you know, if you want to give it a shot, go ahead and give it a shot. You can watch it, like I said, in on Amazon Prime. You know, if you're one of those Prime users, you know, just download the app on whatever device that you got and you can watch it, and you can have a lot of fun. A lot of fun, you know, just reading some of the, you know, just some of the reviews. I mean, some of these reviews are just brutal, you know, and, you know, one star, you know, and it's amazing because there's quite a few one stars and seven stars. And this, you know, this one actually was able to average a 5.2 stars out of 10. So, you know, a lot of people think it's the middle of the road, but, you know, like I said, if you're, you know, if you're like me and you just, you know, want to watch something, it doesn't matter, you know, how good or how bad, you know, just turning off your brain and just kind of watching, you know, and be part of it and just go through, you know, just enjoy the ride. Just, you know, get on board and, you know, enjoy the ride. That's the way I look at it, this film here. So, like I said, give it a shot. We'll be back with another episode pretty soon. And I'm still working on a catchphrase to end this. So anyways, thank you everybody for joining me on this episode 2. Thank you for, if you follow us on the Facebook, it's the Captain Groovy and the Final Girl, you know, fan page. You know, if you have a suggestion, you know, just throw it out there. Just let us know what movie you want to watch, and, you know, maybe we can talk about it. See what your opinion is. If you watch this movie, let us know. I think I threw up the, that just sounds weird. I went ahead and I shared the trailer on our Facebook page. So go ahead and check it out. And let us know what you thought of it. You know, whether it's you thought it was a hit or you thought it was shit. So, anyways, this is Captain Groovy signing off, and I will see you next time.